From Oxbow to Oslo, New York to New Westminster, we're global, baby. Covering what matters to you. Let us know in the comments right now.
I thought you were just being
welcome
nice.
To another episode of The Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to The Rod Peterson Show. Why am I laughing? I shouldn't be laughing. It's episode number 231 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show, and we're coming to you on this Monday, May the 11th, from the bunker in Western Canada. Darren's here, Paul's here, and that's really all we need.
Yeah.
Save for these guys. I get it, guys, back here. But again, I shouldn't be as good at Paul, you put me in a great mood. Thank you. It's his birthday, by the way. And this is all going to come out in the wash in terms of our quick six show topics and all the rest, but let me just ask you, how are you?
I'm good. Looked like last night was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're talking about the SJHL sim.
Yeah.
SJHL simulation, which is 0.5 in my show topic.
Well,
so
let's wait.
Let's not put the cart ahead of the horse, as they say, out in the country. What? We have a new background? Is that new? Something's new this morning for our viewers.
Yes.
Everything's new, the guys tell me.
We have a little more horsepower under the hood.
All right. Vroom, vroom.
So there you go.
Okay. Fair enough. Something looks different, I noticed, as I looked up at the screen. Today's show, a lot of CFL, a lot of football guys, and a magician. I've never interviewed a magician before.
I know. I saw him on the marquee there.
Yeah. It's like some guys who think they're magicians or have been called magicians, yes. Actual magicians, no. So coming up today, Joey Alfieri from TSN Radio Montreal, Travis Lule, friend of the show, one of the first guests we ever had, and as good a guy that's ever come through the doors of the CFL, Travis Lule is going to be with us. He left the BC Lions front office, don't you know, last week to join his family business in Oregon. Richie Leone, CFL veteran punter, NFL veteran punter, will be with us. I like Richie a lot.
Yeah.
Got a good story about Richie that I'll get to. Several, actually, but... And then the magician of which I speak is Richie Roy from Big Time Game Shows. So I'm looking forward to that. Are you ready to jump into the quick six show topics
Yeah.
here in what we affectionately call the rollout for Flooring Superstore? And to the Dickens that are watching the show today, my wife, I'm just going to say this again. She's the contractor. So I made officially the first move, right, to start this home reno and put the flooring in from Flooring Superstore.
Yep.
From now on, you'll be going to her until you send the bill. Then you'll come to me. You know how that is, right, Paul?
I do.
He knows it intimately. And I will apologize to my wife right now. I was a little hard to live with yesterday. And we'll get into that. Sure. So, quick six show topics. One, our weekends. Two, UFC 249 and all the offshoots of it, of which there are many. Three, more on Randy Ambrosi. Did he do more harm than good, as some pundits are saying with his address to the House of Commons Standing Committee Thursday? Four, Portland Winterhawks owner declares bankruptcy. We got to talk about that.
Yes.
Five, the SJHL sim. And six, Korean baseball scores. We have a new batting average leader in the Korean baseball organization. It's Jose Fernandez, by the way. He's batting .591.
Yeah.
What? You knew that?
Kwan's,
you checking it?
Kwan's got into a slump.
Kwan?
Eagles.
That's right. Well, they drug tested him.
He had a bad weekend.
They drug tested him, and now he fell off the ledge.
Not good.
By the way, the guys at TSN Winnipeg, TSN 1290 Winnipeg, Westwood and Jim Toth, they're on the Korean baseball train. They were tweeting this morning, who's their team going to be? They're picking a team as a station. The entire radio station in Winnipeg, TSN 1290, is going to pick one team in the Korean baseball organization. And I said, you can't have the Wyverns, okay? It's mine. And Jim Toth wrote me, the co-host of the show, and he says, you can have them. We don't want them. And it's the SK Wyverns. He goes, you picked them because of the Sask, isn't it? Whatever. They're my team. So I don't know what they settled on, but that's my team. So I've got Korean baseball news. By the way, a 10-team league like that I've discovered since I've been, for officially a week, I know everything about the Korean baseball organization. A 10-team league works real nice.
Yeah.
For balance and scheduling. Are you paying attention, CFL? When we come back to this, now all the questions are coming in. Okay, we got a lot. We got a lot of questions to get to. So our weekends, over to you. Because mine, I don't feel was as good as yours.
No, mine was nice. And I knew what was going on. I mean, on your side, and it was good. I spent some time with mom and dad, went back home. So they're part of the extended group now. Seen them a couple of times, which is really good. And it was mostly spent watching movies, actually. We watched a lot of movies.
A lot of movies, yeah.
The Gentleman, 21 Bridges was really good. So that was the weekend. It was nice.
Sounds quiet.
It was very quiet.
Mine wasn't overly quiet. Didn't spend hardly any time watching television, which is fine. It was a poignant weekend for us. It was the first Mother's Day without my mom. So that sucked. And as much as I coach and counsel people through these things, it was the first for me. So I'm trying to coach myself, get through it. We went out to my brother's farm slash horse ranch, if you will. And this is where my brother and I, who we now speak every day, he's the cowboy. We'll never really see eye to eye. Hockey is our common ground. But as far as horses go and manure and barns, it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
So his daughter, my niece Sydney, brought this horse up. It was missing an eye and had a huge scar down its front. So I said to the horse, "Hello, sir. Is your name Lucky?" And my brother, like, he's rolled his eye. "What are you doing?" But you know the joke about the dog with one eye and three legs and his name's Lucky? So we'll just never, I mean, we get along great, but we'll never see things the same way.
Yeah.
But anyways, got through the, we went visited my mom's gravesite. Cindy's only been a couple years since her mom passed, but she's been through it once. They say the year of firsts, when you get through the first Christmas, the first birthday, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it was not great. And then I get broken into. Which is another thing, and I'm warning people this, and I don't want to alarm you, but I was working on my commentary this morning, typing it out for Cat Country 98 FM, and my wife comes down, and she goes, "We just got a call from our neighbor, and your ID has been found out in the alley." She goes, "It must have fallen out of the car, and I said, "It doesn't just fall out of the car. I know one thing. I've lived in this town long enough to know what that means."
Yeah.
"You've been robbed." But I've also lived long enough in this town to realize don't leave anything of value in your car. So it was a little money, but that's it. But I will tell you this, as a guy that works in the addictions and mental health field, you realize this is day 60 of the pandemic. I've told you for how long now that the worst is still coming.
Yeah.
How long have I been saying that?
It's been a little while. 2-3 weeks.
The worst is still coming. And I was talking to some buds this morning and I said, I don't fear that the worst is coming. I know that the worst is coming. There are desperate people. And for those that think, oh, everybody's being taken care of by the government. What a great government we have. There's a lot of people that don't qualify for funding that fall in a segment of society that's a big one. And this guy, he could have taken other things that were in my car. All he took was the cash. What that tells me is he was so desperate just to get cash for what? Substances, if you will. He could have taken a lot of other things, but he didn't want to go through the time of pawning off the sunglasses and pawning off this and that. He just needed cash, and he needed it now. And the break-ins are going to be in your community if they're not already. So I guess why I put it on Facebook was lock your stuff up and be vigilant, because you will be safe. They're not going to hurt anybody yet, depending on how long this goes. But there's a very good chance that you will be personally violated in terms of valuables and cash. So,
yeah.
See how things could be just a little better in my world over the last 24 hours.
Yeah. Better to be in here now. I can totally see that. So, at least it was just a little bit of cash.
Right. It didn't. All that were hurt was my feelings. Money. Yeah. They're making more of it. Trust me. Maybe again, 10 years ago, I'd be fit to be tied right now, but it's not that big a deal. So that happened. So let's move on to point two, UFC 249, watching it Saturday night. And we do have the CFL talk coming, folks, so hang on. But did you watch it?
I did not watch it. I did not buy the pay-per-view, but I've seen the highlights and followed a little bit of the news stories. I saw Mr. Ferguson dancing in his hospital room this morning.
Tony Ferguson.
Yeah, he seems to be back to 100, so that's good.
Well, I tell you what, I've announced MMA shows before. I was going to say combat shows. I've done a lot of boxing, some MMA, but I don't follow it as closely as some. So we're watching the preliminaries. We had a pizza party, and I've bought UFC events before, but I haven't for quite some time. So I purchased this. I called Access, my cable provider, paid the money, and it was awesome. We all had a great time. We had pizza from the Tap, Vern's. But I did not realize that Greg Hardy, the former NFL lineman, was on the card. Yeah. I didn't know that.
No. It was not published or publicized
anywhere.
Anywhere.
So you read my weekend column.
Well, I did, and I completely agreed. I'm like, I didn't even know. That might have been enough to make me buy the pay-per-view now. And he's done pretty well.
6-2.
Yeah.
Won by unanimous decision. This is a guy, folks. I got to be honest with you. He played for the Carolina Panthers and the Dallas Cowboys, exiled from the NFL for a litany of domestic violence charges and drug charges. To be honest with you, he's regarded as one of the baddest dudes to ever come through the NFL. True. That's why he's not in pro football anymore. Three Down Nation reported that the Rough Riders under Chris Jones tried to sign him here in 2016, and that was ex-nayed by the commissioner, which wasn't Ambrosi at the time. It was Jeffrey Orr. Just a bad dude. So you see, you get my shock at him being introduced at Greg Hardy Jr. on Twitter as he comes down the aisle. That's him? That is him. Whoa. And then I'm thinking, man, I immediately thought I'd like to spend an hour with that guy and find out what makes him tick and maybe get him the help that he needs. But you know what? He seems to be doing fine under Dana White.
He's found a home.
So that's one of the crappy things about pro sports and particularly pro football, as he's just exiled. I'm not going to say teams didn't try to get him help. They probably did. But people aren't disposable. He was disposed of by pro football, but not by UFC.
Yeah.
Greg Hardy. But enough about all that. It was a great night. We enjoyed it. It was $65. And I want to explain something here. It's why I put this up as our Capital Automall Universal Collision Center poll question today. How much would you pay for a CFL pay-per-view? Because Access has it working real well, our cable provider here. Call him up. Guy answers. I'm not on hold for more than a minute. I said, hey, add the pay-per-view to my bill this month. Done. Anything else, Mr. Peterson? Nope. He goes, channel 981. Enjoy. Really easy to do.
Wow.
But you're in the commerce business. Yeah. What have I said about our merchandise here? Make your stuff easy to buy.
It's got
to
be easy.
And it was very easy. So it was $65 and I don't mind. So I did a little search. What the UFC typically sells for pay-per-views. And it's around 500,000 pay-per-views bought every show. This probably skyrocketed. But their average over the last 5-6 years is about 500,000. You multiply that by 65. You're a numbers guy, right, Paul? $59 million in revenue Saturday night for the UFC. And that doesn't include selling a ticket. Right? Or advertising in the arena, if you notice. There was a lot of advertising there.
Yeah.
So that's my point to the question, because people think, you're hearing this. This is not real when I put this question up, how much would you pay for a CFL pay-per-view? But these are the options. $10 to $50, $50 to $100, which is the UFC, or $100 plus. What would you pay? What would you vote?
I'd be in A, $10 to $50.
You cheap little bugger.
No.
No, yes, you are. You're cheap.
We pay that anyway with our television subscription.
This is different.
I bet you it's a landslide.
It's a landslide for that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, folks, you're just not getting it. You're going to have to pay $100 plus for the CFL. It's not even going to happen anyway. Do you think $10 to $50 for a pay-per-view is going to pay any bills?
No.
To pay those players?
I don't. But once you turn off the tap and there's no season, my opinion might change in a real hurry, right? And to the point where I'm willing to pay more.
But right, I would now, suggest we're not used to it. This is the environment that we're in right now. Let's just say that it's all fairies and unicorns, and this is going to happen. We're going to play, but it's going to be on pay-per-view. Let's just say that happens.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pay a lot of money, $100 or more, to make it happen, to pay those players, to pay Mike Riley what's his contractual $750,000 a year, or Cody Fajardo, his contractual $450,000. How many tickets do you got to pay for at $20? How many pay-per-views do you have to sell to cover the bills?
Right.
You're a business guy. You get this.
I do, but are you asking me to pay $100 a game?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
I'm going to pay $400.
Hello.
Like, but who's got $400 a month lying around to pay for the CFL? Right?
Well, they damn sure better find some, Darren. That's the point. Because I guess the question is fair and everybody's answer is fair. I don't want to pay more than $10 to $50. Well, guess what? Then you're not going to get CFL pay-per-view is all that I'm saying.
Yeah.
You get it.
Oh, for sure. for sure. And I mean, if you can replace that ticket revenue, that's where you'd come into, because the guys who are paying good money, they're paying $100 to go to a game, right? They're paying $100 to go to the games. I don't hate the pay-per-view idea, but there's got to there'll be a sweet spot.
I just want to say, so from our viewers today, Randy writes and he says, it would appear Brandon Bridge made a great career choice. Yeah, he jumped off the plane. And he became a police officer in Toronto. Jack Fulton writes in from Calgary, says, even if there is a pay-per-view for CFL, how many will be able to afford it with this pandemic? This is all the whole idea of what I'm getting at here, folks. And I put on Twitter on Saturday, I was telling the boys in our morning meeting on from my recovery account, what have you learned during this pandemic? And I was a little saddened to realize that 98% of the respondents were only talking about themselves. Here's what I've learned, because I figured myself out long before going into this. Here's what I've learned in the pandemic in the last 60 days. Nobody has a flying clue about pro sports or business or how things roll. And in some cases, that's the people that are in the business. But so for the UFC Saturday night, think about this. It's not that hard for Dana White to put 30 people in a room, not sell tickets, charge a pay-per-view, and make $59 million. Not hard. Because it's, 12 guys, 6 bouts? Maybe a little more than that?
Yeah.
Well, with the prelims, let's say
for sure.
30 competitors, whatever. Those guys can all fly in from all over North America or all over the Western Hemisphere to fight because they're training on their own amid safe conditions. They get tested once they get in there. I'm talking 30 competitors,
right.
Not the CFL, which has 500. And, how are they going to fly there? You don't think Dana White and the UFC have the wherewithal to get private jets? By the way, folks, I've been on those private jets. They treat them like cars. Just boop. Boop, 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 picking up everybody on the way. They're like a bus, but in the air. It's not hard. They're not flying Delta. It's very easy, frankly, for Dana White to put that on Saturday night. All he had to do was get the clearance from the government and health officials, which he did.
Yep.
Because it was just specifically in the state of Florida. In Canada, the CFL, we're talking about a whole nation where the provinces have different restrictions themselves. It's just not going to happen.
So tough. It's so much more logistically to put together. I mean, I can't even imagine what you're dealing with, especially when you have, some of the bigger markets like Saskatchewan and Manitoba, when they're saying, hey, there's hardly any cases here. Let's get back to playing football.
Can't blame
them. Excited because we don't really, I mean, as much as we watch it on the news, we're not in Ontario or Quebec or BC or up. We don't really know how much crazier it is there. But yeah, you're right. There's so much to think about across the entire country.
This is what I don't get. The people that are writing in and saying, are we talking for the whole game or one game or the whole season? Have you ever, forgive me, I don't buy a lot of pay-per-views. Do you buy for an entire season? Do you not just buy for the one event?
You buy by the event.
Clark's telling me in the WHL, you're right, you buy the pass in the Western Hockey League. I'm talking pro sports. You're paying for one event.
Yeah.
Fair. Clark's saying for NHL center ice, you could buy a season a pass. So it's not that out of a line of a question, but we're talking about one game. What would you pay for one game pay-per-view in the CFL? So it's not an out-of-line question. You would pay $10 to $50. Wow. That's not going to pay for the guy to pick up the tape after when the guys are leaving the locker room. You know that, right?
It's not. It's not.
So but even if they could go to pay-per-view, nobody's willing to pay for it, is the point that I was getting at.
That is the point. Unless, if enough things lined up, it might be really, really great. Like the NFL doesn't play. Because you can't go head-to-head with the NFL with a pay-per-view product when the NFL won't, right? I mean, they'll have enough TV money coming in. If you're going to have all the eyeballs, I mean, the ad revenue goes up, so that would be a positive. Maybe you pay your $100 or your $150 and you get the whole week's games, or you put, all the games in the same day, back to back to back, and you watch them all. I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, we got some great comments coming in here. Brian Warishin from the BC Lions Den podcast says the NLL has a season pass. I would buy a season pass for the CFL. You're right, Brian. You can also buy per game with Bleacher Report, right? No, they're all sliding off the screen here. Oh, we got so many comments coming in. Dan says, I pay $120 for MLB TV. You understand we're in a different time, guys. I guess the point is here, so many Canadians don't want to dig into their pockets and have their tax money going to the CFL. So if we're going to save the CFL, it's going to have to come out of your pocket. You're going to have to dig out more than the $120 a season you pay for MLB TV. It's going to be up to the fans of the league to save the league again. And one last note, Randy Chevrier, who spent a very brief time with the Rough Riders, he's more known as the Calgary Stampeders linebacker, former Dallas Cowboy. We became real close real fast. And he said to me just last night, Rod, what do we need to do? This is on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I said, we all need to do our part. I think we're sitting here doing a lot for the CFL on a daily basis. I do. And a telethon's probably coming your way. Ring those phones. That's where we're at.
Yeah. You're right.
Bells are going off in Paul's head, I can tell. I can smell the smoke. Paul's thinking. $75 a game, Don Degelman says, is the magic number. Paul's participating in the program. Hang on. We got Joey Alfieri coming up from TSN Montreal. You're hearing some of the topics that we'll get to today in the program. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore. They are open for business, taking your orders. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus Network, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Monday morning to the Rod Peterson Show. For our viewers, I gotta say, I'm still getting used to the new look.
Yeah, and we're still tweaking it a little bit.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't like it. It's just new. So it's like we got a coat of paint in the old man cave here.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
For you viewers, I welcome you listening to, by the way, on the podcast and rodpeterson.com/listen live. But it is a visual show, as you've said. Morning sports update. The American Hockey League canceled the rest of its season because of the coronavirus pandemic. President and CEO David Andrews says completing this season for the NHL's top minor league is not feasible. That means the league's Calder Cup trophy won't be awarded for the first time since 1936. No hockey doesn't mean no moves for the Anaheim Ducks, however. Anaheim signed defenseman Brendan Gooley to a two-year, $1.6 million contract extension and forward Sam Carrick to a one-year extension worth $700,000. Gooley had 4 goals and 4 helpers in 20 games this season for the Ducks. He's a former PA Raider, right?
Yep.
Less than 1% of Major League Baseball employees have tested positive for antibodies to COVID-19, the illness caused by the new coronavirus. The results are positive news for a sport planning to start its delayed season. Data for players wasn't separated in the study, and some MLB family members were included. And breaking news, 3 Down Nation tagging us in their tweet that the Las Vegas Raiders have waived linebacker Derek Moncrief, which, by the way, sucks too for Derek, for everybody. Lost his job. Riders probably have his spot accounted for. As a matter of fact, they do, I think, in Otha Foster. I wish I had better news for you, but that's the sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Their kitchen's open and awaiting your order. Call 761-2777 for their hours, or visit their Facebook page for their menu. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. We're having a connection issue with Joey Alfieri, they tell me, from TSN Montreal. So we'll continue on these hot, hot topics, because as Paul said, there's been some very interesting things coming in from you viewers. You're smart folks. We know that. It's just that the CFL doesn't want your opinion, nor ours.
Yeah.
So beyond all the pay-per-view, let me say something else too. We're not at a point yet, and I like what you said earlier, the season hasn't officially been canceled. Shoot, training camp isn't even supposed to start yet. I mean, it's been postponed, but it's supposed to start this upcoming weekend. But who knows where this is going for the CFL? My point to you is this. They wipe out the season. I believe that the league could fold. There are some that are saying that it won't. They're trying to reassure everybody that it won't fold. I don't believe that. Some are falling for it. Some are believing it. I don't. I just don't think the commissioner would stand in front of the House of Commons and bluff. Do you?
No, I don't at all. And I was thinking about that over the weekend, Randy's comments. And I, as much as he fumbled everything, I think he accomplished what he set out to do. And I think, you know, when you look at it, if he has a PR team around him or whatever, I think the only message, it wasn't about the follow-up and what questions might be asked. He should have been prepared for that. And it looked really bad on the CFL, and it might have hurt, and it did hurt them. But I think the whole goal of the whole thing is you walk in there and say, Randy, when you go in here to talk to them, they need to know how serious it is. And when he said, yes. When he said that the most likely scenario is that the season's canceled, and when he said, if the season's canceled, the CFL is in grave danger, that made a lot of people just kind of stop and be like, okay, this is a lot more serious than we thought it was. And it sent shockwaves throughout the country. That was the goal of the whole thing. And I don't believe there was anything that wasn't true about it. And for that, it was mission accomplished.
Thank you for that. That's a really good point. By the way, we got comments coming in and I want to address them. Corey DeTavio writes and he says, Hot Rod, hello, from just outside of Winnipeg. Hello!
Do you get hot?
Larry King.
Do you get Hot Rod a lot?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Michael Gregory in New Orleans writes and he says, Bettman needs to do the same with the NHL, but he won't. Needs to do what? To tell the government officials that the league's going to fold if they don't play? Because that's not true. And Randy, although the presentation might not have been great, told the truth. So beyond all that, we're good to try for Joey Alfieri, Clark tells me in my ear. We've had him several times, but what's different here is I bet you he's from a different location. Let's go to Montreal right now. Video chat, TSN Montreal's Joey Alfieri joins us. Well, let's see if he's in the press box at Percival Molson Stadium or where he might be. There he is. Hey, well, he's smiling. He still looks good. How you doing, Joey?
Sorry, guys.
And we can't hear him, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, we got you now. We got you.
Okay, you hear me?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. I don't know what happened. They hit a button, obviously. Joey, I hope you feel as good as you look, my man. Where are you joining us from today?
Yeah, I'm home. I'm home. We've taken a couple weeks off here, and I'm actually heading back to the studio today. It's my first day back at work, so I'm excited to get back in there.
No kidding. Monday, May 11th, people back in there for TSN Montreal. So can you please give us an update of what's going on in Montreal with the Impact, the Alouettes, the city itself? I mean, we are a sports show, but just give me a report on Montreal.
Yeah, man. I mean, the numbers are, they're still pretty high. I mean, generally when you look across the rest of Canada, I feel like Montreal, you know, different pockets of Montreal are kind of the hot spot of the country. And it's tough. I mean, like my wife and I live downtown, and, you know, there's a lot of people that seem to be out and about when the weather's been nice. And, you know, we're right on the canal. So a lot of people are going out for strolls and stuff like that. And just, it seems like everyone's kind of respecting the social distance type of thing. But for whatever reason, I mean, the numbers just are not going down right now. So, I mean, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's still, I mean, it's a little, you know, sliver of light, not too much.
Well, let me ask you this. It's been 60 days now. And for the most part, people that I know are being taken care of by the government if they have to. They're not that worried. What I hear the most is boredom. But as time's going on here, I'm hearing a lot of more fear, and people are doing some crazy things. Do you have a sense of fear of the population of Montreal and Quebec?
No, I think maybe if there was a sense of fear, you know, a little more general sense of fear, maybe we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in. But again, like where we are, it's a lot of, you know, young professionals. So you kind of have that, you know, attitude of invincibility. Like even for me sometimes, you know, it's like you're frustrated. You want to go out, you want to just sit down, go to a restaurant, and you kind of just have to stop yourself. Well, you can't even stop yourself because nothing's open. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you talk to some people who are a little older, taking it a little more serious, and you kind of get the sense that, you know, they're taking the necessary precautions. But with some of the younger people here, I mean, they're a little more out and about, and they, you know, they're walking around, and there's a lot of people jogging and stuff like that, which is cool. I mean, listen, if you're respecting social distance, I'm good with you. You know, there's no problem there. And I get it. People are going a little stir crazy, but Roddy, I'm just about ready for some sports here. I'm just about ready for some, you know, give me some CFL football, give me some hockey, give me anything. I need something.
Well, that is a wonderful segue. And might I suggest the Korean baseball organization? We've all picked a team. Nobody's picked the Giants, by the way. They're unbeaten at 5-0. Justin Dunk's Heroes are 5-1. Your Eagles are 2-4. So we're following that. I follow the scores every morning. I thought the UFC the other night was great. Joey, obviously, I'm not the biggest fan, but I'll watch it. I paid for it. But was it last week you and I talked and you mentioned how the Alouettes, you love the Alouettes beat. That's kind of your thing. So tell me about the Owls, and if Gary Stern, do you think, and Sid Spiegel, the new owners, are going, what did we get ourselves into?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's a little frustrating when, you know, you've shelled out some money and you've paid some bills, and, you know, they've rearranged things in the front offices and in the offices in general. And then, you know, you want to see your shiny new toy, you know, unveiled at training camp, and you can't do so. So I think there's some frustration there. But, you know, for the most part, I think, you know, these are a couple of smart gentlemen, a smart family that realized that this was always going to be, you know, a long-term play, right? They weren't going to make money in the short term. They were going to have to spend some money to make some money. And, you know, they were going to have to iron out the, you know, the spending. And so I think that, you know, there's some frustration because you want to see your new toy in action. But, you know, if they could go back and do it again, they can only answer that question. But, you know, I'd imagine that they'd still do so, just knowing that, you know, this was a long-term project more than anything short-term. But it's got to be frustrating. I can't even imagine how frustrating that is.
Can you speak to the love for the Alouettes in Montreal, by the way? Because we're out here in Western Canada and people just don't get it. You saw the poll from Angus Reid last week saying Quebec would miss the NFL more than the CFL if they had to cancel a season. And I just thought that was a kick to the gut for the Alouettes fans, because I don't think they get enough credit. They love the Alouettes in Montreal, don't they?
They do. I mean, it's a long history, right? Like since 1946. And yeah, from 87 to 96, there was no football here. But I think the thing you need to realize is, you know, when I talked Anthony Calvillo and Mike Pringle and Ben Cahoon, like that's almost 10 years ago already. So you have a lot of this new generation of football fan that's, you know, hasn't necessarily seen a winner or a playoff team or a competitive team up until last season. It's been a stretch. You know, the Alouettes have the second longest Grey Cup drought at 2010. And, you know, I think there's a large segment of the population that's kind of tuned out, or a large segment of the population, the up and coming, you know, the youngsters that, you know, they haven't seen a winner, and that's why they haven't been interested. So, you know, I think with some winning, you know, obviously having a season would help. But, you know, if they continue on this right track, I think you'll see, you know, the younger demographic kind of pop up and gravitate towards the Alouettes again, because the Impact have missed the playoffs the last couple of years. Although there's some excitement with them and with Thierry Henry as their coach, they got off to a good start in MLS regular season and in Champions League. I mean, I don't have to tell you about the Canadiens, and you know, it's basically been, I think it's like 1 year in the playoffs now out of the last 5 years, and they got bounced in the first round that year anyway. So the Canadiens haven't been very good. So there's kind of an opening there for one of these three teams to step up and be the class of the city in their respective league. And it's just a question of, you know, which one's going to do that. And I think that's why you're seeing that, you know, especially youngsters with fantasy football and all that, they love the NFL right now more than maybe they do the Alouettes. But I definitely think there's some room to grow if they can string a couple of competitive seasons together and maybe just add in a Grey Cup.
That's interesting you say that too, by the way. We're talking about the teams, and let's not forget Georges St-Pierre. One of was called the most famous athlete to ever come out of Canada on the weekend when he went into the UFC Hall of Fame. He's got a lot of fans, and you make a great point. You go a decade without football in your city, that's going to have a massive impact. And I will ask you this lastly, Joey, what about one season of without CFL football? Are your confidants and friends talking about what might happen here? Give me your take on the state of the CFL, and maybe on Ambrosi's address last week.
Yeah, I'm always going to be like, just knowing, you know, and Roddy, you know how it is, right? Like a lot of these American guys, they're out of school or they've bounced around the NFL. They've bounced around different leagues, and, you know, they come up to a different country and they're willing to start out at $55,000-$60,000 Canadian, and they put their bodies on the line. So I'm always going to be a player's first guy. You know, I'm in awe of what these players put themselves through. So the fact that, you know, Randy Ambrosi, you know, he's asking for up to $150 million. I thought the amount was high. I'm hoping that the federal government will help out, but I thought the amount was high. But to go in without a, you know, without a plan, or just without a, you know, anything with the association being involved, you know, are these players going to get paid? Are they not going to get paid? I mean, these are all things the federal government wants to know. And, you know, the fact that you didn't have an accord, or you weren't on the same page as the players going into that is really disappointing. I like Randy Ambrosi. I think he's a smart man. I've had the chance to speak to him on numerous occasions. But there's a couple things over the last, you know, the last year, I'd say, you know, the way the whole Alouettes ownership situation was handled. You know, they put, you know, some dates they wanted to get the sale done by, and it ended up going way longer than that. There was the whole NFL window thing this offseason that didn't sit well with me either. And now you have this, you know, where this is critical. The league's at a critical stage right now where, you know, they need this money or they might not be able to continue, which would be a shame. And it just seemed like, you know, for lack of a better word, it seemed like a half-baked idea. And, you know, you don't have anybody from the Players Association involved, and you haven't really spoken to the players about, you know, the distributing of finances and how, you know, how this money is going to help them. I just, it seems half-baked, and it's unfortunate that it comes to this. I really hope that they do get some federal funding. But yeah, I mean, it's for a guy, you know, a guy like me, I cover the league. I'm a supporter of the league. It's definitely dark days. It's not a good feeling.
No. Well, we take it one day at a time. That's what we do, and we hope for the best, obviously, Joey, but listen to the officials and stay safe. And I obviously you're doing that. I appreciate it, my man. We'll check in throughout the summer. Here's hoping for the best.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Joey Alfieri joining us from Montreal, TSN 690, which, by the way, clearly he's a great dude. I asked him, what is your nationality? You speak Italian, you speak French. He goes, I'm a mutt. He's everything.
Yeah.
English, French, Montreal, or English, French, Italian. They just throw it all into a melting pot there. By the way, some interesting comments there from him regarding Ambrosi's address. And we've got some text messages have come in on the Prairie Mobile text line. And I enjoy the debate with people. I'm not saying I'm right, but you're getting my opinion. Same thing with Darren, with what you do, right?
Yeah.
Metal Shingle Guy writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. He says, a lot of empty hotel rooms in the country. I'm sure they could cut a deal with the local hotels to put up all the Americans for 14 days. Goes on to say, was Ambrosi really not prepared, or is it fake news from these so-called politicians? Well, I'd like to say judge for yourself. I mean, I read the transcript of it. You can view it online. It's all there. We're not going by media's reports. That's the beautiful thing about the government. You know, would never have a reason to watch C-SPAN or some of these other things until sports cross-checks with news. And then you have the ability. You can't hide fake news like that with Ambrosi's. It's all there for you if you want to do the work and go watch it yourself and make your own opinion. I think I covered it pretty expansively in my column on Sunday. Wouldn't you agree? My thoughts on that? Randy needed some help, and it didn't to go in. Not that he was undermanned in any way, but just have some support here from the people around you. He seemed surprised by the questions that he got.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fair. You know, when I go back to, I think what their goal of the whole thing was, you have to also think of, okay, what else are they going to ask you, though, so that we can be prepared? And how's the rest of this going to go? Not forget about everything else. This is the only thing you need to do. Go in there and scare the living daylights out of everybody. And they did that. And that was mission accomplished. But, yeah, I mean, you got to be prepared. I mean, it just seemed so ill-prepared for a follow-up question.
We got Travis Lulick coming up. What's the word on Travis, guys? Just getting him connected. Here's the thing, because this is a whir, this show. I thought about it a lot after Friday's show. It was not easy for Randy to stand in front of that standing committee or you know, appear before them, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been in those shoes. I had government officials. I tweeted at Scott Moe saying, we need more money for mental health and addictions in this province. All of a sudden, a week later, I get a call from the health minister's office saying, will you come in and meet? Really? Sure. So I come in and he goes, what do I need to know about the mental health state of mental health and addictions in this province? Well, fortunately, I know it like the back of my hand. It was, we need this, 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 and this. These are our problems. Boom, 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 boom. And that was literally off the top of my head. And we connected. But that's my point. You're going to ask for a lot of money. You better be able to detail what you want it for. I guess that was the point that I made on Friday's show. But I wanted to explain after the fact that I've been in those shoes. I get it. It's not easy, but they're not grilling you. They just want an answer. And you better damn sure know you have the answers.
Yeah.
That's all. And to say, how much are the players going to get? Well, we haven't worked that out yet. That's just not good. I don't care how you cut it.
No.
We'll break, and we'll get to more of your viewer questions. We got people writing in asking about the SJHL sim and if I'll be on the air for game two tomorrow night, and I will be. It'll probably be me and you.
Yeah.
But one thing I've noticed as I've watched the sim and written into the chat, you want your questions addressed. It's almost more about talking to the viewers than it is calling the play.
I know.
It's just so much
fun. It's such a fun, delicate balance, and it is fun.
And I should say, so for those that don't know, I called the computer simulation of the SJHL playoffs last night, game one of the league championship. I had a hockey guy this morning write me, and he said, I tuned in just because you were at the mic for it. Couldn't believe how entertaining it was. You made it seem so real.
Yeah. Did you get bitten? Because I was at home with mom and dad, and then on the road, so I wasn't watching. But did you get bit any times? You know, when you're trying to get into those comments and you're scrolling through the Twitch feed and you look up, oh, they scored and it's 2-1 or whatever.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, you blew the overtime call the one night, right? But that it happens.
It happens.
So you got to tune SaskTel Max TV Locals airing it tonight. Game one, a rebroadcast.
Yeah, 24 hours later, they're going to be re-airing the game. So,
from Greg Klassen writes and he says the Waco series. Hey Rod, do you know who played David Koresh? A name popped into my mind, but I'm not going to say it.
Finch or whatever is it? I can't think of it. I think his last name's Finch or Fitch. He's Canadian. And he was also in the movie I watched on the weekend, 21 Bridges.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know what the guy's name was. Travis Lulay, showtime! That's what the viewers are saying. Hang on, we'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Monday morning, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appell Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just before we were in the break, people were asking me if I knew who played the role of David Koresh. I guess we were on the air when I said that. I don't know. And they're saying Taylor Kitsch, he played in the SJ. Now I got to look up his hockey DB. Didn't look like a hockey player.
No. Had a little hockey hair, though.
He had a mullet. That's it.
That's it.
He looked a lot like a cult leader to me. Travis Lule from Almsville, Oregon. All-star in the Canadian Football League, of course. MVP, Grey Cup champion, came to the CFL in 2009 and retired after the 2018 season. Grey Cup MVP as well. He joins us today. There he is. Hey, Travis, how are you, my friend?
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen, in Regina today?
We're safe. I assume same goes for the Lule bunch?
We're safe. We're healthy. Yes, we're fortunate at the moment.
Okay, good. Well, okay, that's good. The good news. The bad news, I'm going to tell you, Travis, my heart sunk when I saw last week that you were leaving the BC Lions to go home. Would you mind talking about the reasons that went into that decision?
Yeah, you bet. You know, it's one of those things, and bittersweet is the word I've used because that's true. I mean, we're excited about the next chapter of life, and you know, my wife and I are both from here. Both the kids' sets of grandparents live here. I've got a brother and sister-in-law, and they're four kids, so my girl's first cousins, lots of extended family, and a family business opportunity that, frankly, I had kind of planned to go into years ago. I got my university degree in finance. My dad's been a financial services provider for 35 years here in Oregon locally. You know, but I jumped on that football train and rode it for the next 14 years. So I just think after I retired, as we settled down and kind of really discerned what we wanted to do and what we wanted our life to look like, the family pull was too strong. And so here we are back in Oregon. Obviously, loved my time in Vancouver. It was, you know, hard to relocate. I don't want to say left because I feel like I'll always have connections there and make a point to be involved. And just as we're doing now, I mean, technology has allowed us to stay connected in a lot of ways. So that's comforting to me. But yeah, ultimately, that's what it was. It was about being around family and raising kids around the rest of their family.
Well, you know what? Obviously, you're a guy that's very grateful. You realize how fortunate you are to have something else besides football, because I deal with a lot of guys that are in your position that they may never get over leaving football. And it seems like, as I look at your smile on your face, you're happy with your decision.
Well, I am, but I can say that football is a strong drug, man. It pulls you in. And, you know, I just have made so many good relationships in and around football. It's more than the game and competing and all that. It's just you meet the people within and you get connected. And you know, obviously for a lot of player, especially someone like myself who's been around, you know, for over a decade in the Canadian Football League, but 14 years professionally, you know, that's where a lot of your network, your natural network is. And it obviously, you know, provides a pathway to a next career if it's connected to football in some way. So in a lot of ways, this is kind of a leap of faith by me, stepping outside of a formal role in football. But I obviously put a lot of trust and know the character of the people that I'm going to work with, and my father and my brother. So I can rest a little bit of anxiety there, but no, I think, football will always be a part of me, even if it's not part of my everyday role.
Well, you know what? The CFL can always use strong advocates, whether it's in this country or in America, and you would certainly qualify for that. So I think this will work out just fine. And by the way, one of our viewers in Toronto is watching, Chris Cooper. He says, I met Travis at Grey Cup last year. Surprised when he told me he nearly became a Rider last season. There's a story there?
Well, I think we chatted about it, right? I think the idea was just that, I spoke to Craig Dickinson last year as I was retiring, before I had formally retired, and would have had an opportunity to pursue if that's where my heart was taking me. So, that's where I kind of said that, chatted casually with some Rider fans, for one, just to say, listen, I let my walls down a little bit. I'm a CFL guy. Shoot, I was almost a Rider once. I don't know that it was almost or an inevitability, but I didn't just dismiss it as nothing. It was something I did have to sleep on for a few days and have some real conversations with my wife. Ultimately, as it were, my heart knew I was done playing ball, but it wasn't for Regina or Saskatchewan. It wasn't like, oh, I would never, ever consider that in a million years. It was, it was a flattering opportunity at the end of my career.
I knew the door was open by Dickie. I just didn't know how far the door was open by Dickie. And by the way, that's the one thing that I love about this show was Wally was on here in June, and he said that one thing he would have loved was the opportunity to coach the Rough Riders. And I'm like, what? He would have never have said that while he was coaching the Lions, right? But it's just kind of cool when the guys step away from the game, what comes out.
Well, listen, you guys know this. One of the things I love most about the CFL and really grew to appreciate more and more as time went on is really the interconnectedness of the league. It's an intimate league, right? And so, I mean, just being an opponent, playing against Saskatchewan for all those years and having some big games there and, coming of age moments personally, playing in my first playoff game, a double overtime playoff game in 2010. Like, that's just a memory that's just etched so strongly in my head. And even though we lost, it was a moment that I won't forget. After it's all said and done, you're not competing against them. You feel like you lived that moment with fans in a different city too, right? So I just think that's a part of it is even though I was wearing different colors, I mean, Riders people are CFL people, so they're my people, right? So that's just one of the beauties of the CFL. And especially at Grey Cup talking, I was an Argos fan, mentioned that I said something about Saskatchewan. Well, like, you guys know this, that's Grey Cup. And that's what it's all about is all the fans of the league coming together in a really cool slice of Canadiana.
Jeff, the Stamps fan, writes in, he says, I wish Travis the best, but it sure is sad that the CFL will lose such a great player and smart mind. There's a lot of sad things around the CFL right now. The fact that the training camps are for sure postponed really sucks. We don't know where it's going from here. But let me say this, Travis, a couple things. Angus Reid poll came out last week that said BC people would be more upset if the CFL season was lost versus the NFL, that the CFL still reigns in BC. And if you watch social media and read that, you wouldn't believe that was the case, or you think it's all NFL down there. And I remember when you were playing at the peak of your years, there was those bus stations downtown Vancouver with your name on them your face on them and those Lions jersey. I'm like, wow, that looks good. I think the love for the BC Lions is understated in your province. Would I be correct in that?
I mean, that's probably fair. Especially social media. I find in general, social media isn't always a great representation of what everyone feels. Because you're right. If sometimes you read social media and you get this feeling like, man, everybody out there is saying this. And then when you actually go out there and speak to everybody, that's, you don't hear the same things, right? And so I think that was kind of confirmed to me in my year spent on the business ops side. You know, I'm sitting in meetings with different corporations, huge corporations throughout all of Canada and North America, frankly, and to hear how much they would value an association with the club. I mean, it just speaks to the Lions brand. It's been around for a very long time. It's the, you know, as one of the two most recognizable brands in all of British Columbia. So, no, I think there are a lot of people that care. There are a lot of people that want to see the Lions do well. And, you know, over the last couple of years, maybe that some of the in-stadium support has waned a little bit. But, you know, we say that was always one of the challenges on the business ops side is there's so many people still tuned in watching games. You've got 125,000 people watching any Lions game at any snapshot of a Lions game just in Vancouver and on the island alone. So you see all those eyeballs in there and you say, if you could just capture 1 out of 10 of those people to get them back into the stadium, you'd be, you know, you'd have 30,000 people in the stadium. So, and getting back to where it was and just watching, you know, the TSN broadcast of G. Roy Simon breaking the record the other night and kind of reliving that moment and having that chance to sit down and see the excitement in the building and the energy in the stadium when we were coming off of a championship season. I mean, that's not that long ago. And, you know, I think that there's reason to believe that we can get right back to that spot.
Absolutely. And I hate when people say those days will never come back. And I'm like, well, they won't with that attitude. But anyways, you know, I'm excited about the future of the CFL, no matter what it is. Randy Chevrier wrote me last night. He said, Rod, what can we do? You remember Chevy, of course, long snapper with the Stamps. I said, we all need to do our part. It's amazing how much can be accomplished if everybody pulls their weight in this country that loves the CFL or in America, as we mentioned, because you're going to be that guy. So how much have you started to think about what the CFL might look like when we do come out of this?
Well, yeah, I think it almost goes without saying. It is kind of unprecedented, concerning times. So almost something you take for granted, right? When you realize that, man, we might not get football or a very truncated version of the CFL as we know it. And it's so much uncertainty at this time. I mean, talking to people, obviously I've just recently been removed from all the internal discussions with the club, but you know, people legitimately don't know for sure how this is going to play out, especially in the short-term future. So I think, what it helps you to, or, you know, and I, what I'm trying to say, what it helps people start to realize is maybe, how much they do care about it. Go, man, if this thing's gone, that would be, you know, devastating. That'd be really unfortunate. And so, you're seeing more and more of that kind of response, like, oh man, you know, we kind of, maybe I haven't been to a game for a couple of years, boy, but that would be sad if I can't go to a game at all, you know? And so it makes you stop and think about how you value some of those things. So, you know, I obviously I'm going to speak glowingly about my time in the Canadian Football League until, you know, my time on earth is done. It was just that type of a thing for me, but I want to see it healthy, robust and thriving because I do think, it's something that provides a lot to a lot of people, and you know, both financially and in terms of entertainment and the historical value there. I think it's an important thing, and I want to see it alive and well.
Well, you know, kind of what you're saying is you don't know what you have till it's gone, but here's your chance to save it before it's gone. As a country.
Yeah, and I don't know what that looks like, you know, from fans' support, you know, come on out, buy a ticket, you know, watch a play from a corporate support, you know, find a program to attach to. I know the Lions, a lot of teams across the CFL, but pride ourselves on being community builders and, you know, doing that through a number of different community programs and having, I mean, there's 2 school visits a day for the duration of the off season. I mean, we're out, it's active. It's not just people showing up and, you know, signing autographs here and there, but you're presenting messages, influential messages to young people in the community. And so that's, you know, that's a significant value add. And you can talk to a lot of people who are, you know, now 40s, 50s, 60s, who remember a couple Lions players coming to their school when they were kids and whatever the topic of the time was, you know, that making an impression on them. So, you know, that's not a small thing. And that's one of the platforms that sports and entertainment enter to making communities better. I just, you know, it's I've lived it from both from a player's side and then seeing it from the side of seeking out corporate sponsors. So it's really not an insignificant thing.
Not at all. Well, you just nailed it. Travis, thank you for all you've done. We'll miss you, but you have not died. You're not that far away. So we will keep in touch. And thanks for everything.
Amen. I'm around anytime, guys. Have a good
appreciate
one.
It. All right. Good luck. Stay safe.
All right. Good luck. Stay safe.
Cheers.
Travis Lulli joining us from Oregon, where he's now in the family business. And I know we're out of time here for hour one, and we've got Richie Leone and Richie Roy coming up in hour two. But this is the one thing that needs to change, Darren, when the CFL does come back. Look, Adam Silver said it Saturday morning, the commissioner of the NBA, this is going to be hard, and it's going to be hard for a long time. The revenues just aren't going to be there. We're talking about the NBA. What do you think it's going to be like for the CFL? And I've heard this over the last few years. It's hard to be a part-time CFL player because it's a full-time job. It's hard to be paid part-time because it's a full-time job. Guys need to train year-round. This is the way sports have come. It still comes back to, and this is your language, how bad do you want it? And if the wages get cut, because they probably will, maybe Mike Riley's contract's going to be null and void here, and maybe every quarterback's got to make $500,000, and every rookie's going to sign for 65, and every linebacker makes 80 grand. I don't know, but bing, 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 bing. I'm not like that. I'm not for that type of socialist environment, but it might have to be that to start off. And what ticks me off was, I was talking to a radio guy Saturday morning. I know I'm showing my age here, but for hockey players that played in the minors, what the hell's wrong with playing hockey in the minors and coming back in the summer and swinging a hammer all summer, or working on road construction, or working on a farm? You need to train more. How bad do you want it? And the other thing is, everybody wants to roll like AB on Instagram or Russell Wilson or whatever and be the big shot pro football player. Well, dude, you're making 65,000 Canadian, so back off. Be a little more real. Like, it's gone way, the wages, well, my brother actually put it this way, champagne lifestyle on a beer budget doesn't last for long.
So true. So true. And you talk about that self-awareness of who you are and how bad you want it. You talked about this before. I mean, last week, the week before, there's just not enough places to play. In hockey, you can bounce around everywhere. Just about every town you can find a place to keep playing in North America and across the world. Not the same with football. There's only so many leagues. So if you want to play, hey, guess what? The rookies might have to get a house and split the rent.
Right.
It's not what they do on Ballers. But you know what? It might get you to a place where you can then have a little bit better lifestyle when you start succeeding. But
we're not ending the discussion. We're just pausing it for the top hour break, and then we'll bring in Richie Leone and Richie Roy. Richie Rich. It's a real, real rich second hour. Coming up, it's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.